Fernando Mendoza started an NFL game for the first time on Thursday in Houston, and the first possession of his career ended with Texans linebacker Wade Woodaz jumping a checkdown meant for running back Mike Washington Jr. and returning it 80 yards for a touchdown. The number one overall pick finished 8 of 15 for 86 yards, took one sack and five hits behind a backup offensive line, and left at halftime with the Raiders down 20-3, per Sam Gordon at the Las Vegas Review-Journal and Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. He owned the throw without prompting, probably should have checked it down to the flat, and kept the rest in proportion. There's a lot more learning to do. The margins are so small, per Gordon. Clint Kubiak's tape review found real credits alongside the debit. I was pleased with watching the tape. I really like what he did on third down, the coach said, pointing to downfield third down conversions to Jalen Naylor and Malik Benson, per Edwards, and his prescription for the rookie was one word, reps, followed by a description of quarterbacks coach Sullivan spending early mornings and long nights with Fernando, per Gordon. The game itself turned into the week's best story for everyone not named Mendoza. Aiden O'Connell entered after halftime and led 20 unanswered points, finishing 15 of 24 for 166 yards with two fourth-quarter drives of more than 90 yards. The last an 8-play, 96-yard march, he capped himself with a 1-yard sneak and 14 seconds on the clock for a 22-20 win, per Gordon. The honest frame, C.J. Stroud led Houston on a 10-play opening touchdown drive and sat for the night, so the comeback came against Texans reserves, with Naylor the lone Raiders first-teamer starting on offense. It still moved the coach. I think we've said all offseason how much we value Aiden, and what a heck of a second half, Kubiak said, adding that his quarterbacks are going to make us make hard decisions, which is a great thing, that competition, per Edwards. The ground game fed the rally. Washington ran 9 times for 56 yards, including a 33-yarder. Dylan Laub and Dare Ogunbowale added the touchdown runs, per Edwards, and the defense pitched a second-half shutout with strip sacks from Patrick Johnson and Jafari Harvey. Kubiak's post-game math was simple. Being plus one in the turnover margin, that's how you win games. His complaint was the 9 penalties for 83 yards, which he put on his own staff, per Edwards. The week around the game answered the quarterback question more than the game did. At Tuesday's joint practice in Houston, Kirk Cousins handled the majority of the first-team snaps while Mendoza worked in behind him, including some turns with the starters, and mixed throws to Brock Bowers and Devin Tompkins with a red zone interception to Jalen Pyter, per Edwards. The offense struggled in the trenches against Houston's defense, per Adam Hill at the Review-Journal, and Cousins graded his own group modestly. We've got more details to lock in on and more coaching to take. Max Crosby, whose availability had been an open question a week ago, generated pressure alongside Kwity Paye in that practice, per Edwards. Then on Friday, Kubiak planted the flag. Cousins remains the Week 1 starter. The job is his to lose, and the uncertainty benefits the whole team, per Gordon. A week after saying all three quarterbacks deserved first-team reps, that is the temperature coming back down. The battles behind the quarterbacks are sharpening with cut down a week out. Right guard Jackson Powers Johnson left Monday's practice early and sat Thursday, which kept second-year lineman Caleb Rogers' push at that spot alive, per Hill, who also reports Darian Porter getting more first-team reps in the second cornerback competition, and Kubiak wanting more from the receivers behind Trey Tucker and Naylor. I need more from them. His cut-down philosophy, offered Sunday, I just don't think it ever benefits a player to know that they have a spot secured, per Hill. The roster changes of the week. Cornerback Chigozie Anousium was carted off on punt coverage Thursday with a knee injury and placed on injured reserve, per Hill and Edwards, and the team signed veteran receiver Noah Brown while releasing defensive tackle Benito Jones, per the club's announcement. Back in July, we previewed the Raiders' season as one real question wearing a quarterback controversy as a disguise, not whether Cousins starts week one, but when Mendoza takes over, because the rebuild's clock runs through the rookie's timeline. We've been checking that preview against camp every week, and it keeps holding. What changed this week is the direction of the clock. After two composed weeks that kept nudging the date closer, the first genuinely rough film pushed it later, the coach re-anchored to Cousins within a day of the rookie's worst half. There's one more check before the season starts. What to watch now? Whether three quarterbacks survive next Sunday's cut down to 53, O'Connell's second half turned that into a real decision, and how the first team reps split in the finale week now that Kubiak has replanted the Cousins flag. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.